You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about spending quality time with our family. You know, as adults, I think for the most part, we work very long hours. And I hear a lot of times coworkers, friends tell me, you know, I just want to spend more time with my family. I just want more time. Why can't I just have more time? However, tonight, I presuppose that it's necessarily not more time that we're looking for, that we need. But better yet, it's about the quality of the time that we're missing out on. I think it's interesting because there are two sides to this story. The parent side and the kid side. So how do we create more quality time? Let's just go with it from there. How do we create more quality time? Because I think a lot of times, and bear with me if you disagree, I think that if you listen and think about it clearly, you might actually come to a realization that you can see a similarity. Think about it. When was the last time that you came home, you're really stoked about spending time with the family, you get home, one kid's playing on the video games, another kid's doing something else, and the next thing you know, you find yourself watching TV, watching ESPN, you know, checking out the sports page, you know, getting on your iPad and playing some sort of game you just downloaded. I mean, when was the last time that that was the quality time that you spent? And you kind of feel like an emptiness. Like you got home at a decent time. But where's all the quality time with the family? And that's what I'm getting here. I think that a lot of times we try to spend a lot of time. But when we're spending a large amount of time, no matter what it is, we're not really creating anything. We're not creating lasting memories. We're not really working together on a project. Instead, we're kind of cohabitating a neutral space, i.e. the house. But we're really not interacting. We're not learning from one another. We're not laughing. And we're not really growing together. And so on tonight's episode of Perspectives, I'm going to explain exactly how you as a parent don't have to take off any extra time than you already are. You'll spend time with your kids and your family, and you're going to get a lot more out of it beginning tonight. After you listen to this show, you're going to figure out how to take that time that you have and make it into something absolutely amazing. So as an adult, the first thing that we have to do to work out our timing, to spend the best amount of time, the highest quality amount of time with our kids and our spouse, and this goes not just for the kids, right? So if you don't have children and you're thinking, well, I'm trying to spend more time with my spouse, it's the same thing. This works the same. The first thing you want to do is you want to schedule it out. You want to schedule the time. Okay, when was the last time you had a big meeting at work that wasn't on the schedule? 1% of the time? Think about it. When was the last time, honestly, a big merger or meeting or something was going down that wasn't on the schedule, hadn't been on the schedule for at least a few days? Really never, right? All the big meetings, all the big times are on the schedule at work. That's just the way it rolls. You know, it's a big corporate meeting. This is a big, you know, this is a big meeting for this. This is the board meeting. That board meeting, everybody knows that board meeting, when it's going to happen. And they know exactly the day, basically, of each month that it's going to happen and the time. That's a big meeting. So why don't we start scheduling the time with our family and kids? The first reason why you want to begin to schedule that time is that it honestly just means more. Right? It just means more. It's like when somebody sends you an invitation to a birthday party 3 weeks ahead of time. You go, man, they really cared about my schedule. Even if it's going to be difficult to get to, you're going to try and find a way to make it happen. However, if somebody calls you the night before and says, hey, man, what's up? Totally forgot. Birthday tomorrow, XYZ time. A lot of you are just going to be really resentful already. Well, everybody else got told, so you're already going to have like this kind of like, nah, I don't want to go. And the rest of you are already going to have something to do. And so it's a higher, more important hierarchy. And I feel that your family and your spouse and your kids are just as important as the most important meeting at work. So let's begin to schedule it. Have a calendar for family. An actual family calendar. You can use your existing calendar, but you got to be able to see it and read it and realize that you have family time. And that's fine, because if you use the same calendar, it might actually make it easier, because when you're at work or you have friends or whatever, try to schedule in that time, you can say, no, no. Instead of I got family time, you say, you know what? I got a meeting at that time. I got a meeting at that time, but I can do it another time. Let's go on and schedule something. So the first reason you want to schedule is that it means more. The second thing is that when we put something on the schedule and we write it in pen, you don't like to like scratch it out. I mean, like the last thing, I don't know about y'all, but I could be a little OCD when it comes to this. When was the last time, right? This happens a lot. When was the last time somebody calls you, you make the meeting, you write it down, and they call you back like 30 minutes later, and they go, nope, I was off by 2 days. We're going to have to move it. And then the next thing you know, an hour later, you move it, and they call you back again. And you're like, oh my God, I wrote this in pen. My week looks crazy now because I've literally scratched out all this stuff. And that's like a little pet peeve of mine. And I'm not really OCD, but you know, it gets you to start writing in pencil. But I'm saying write the meeting with your family in pen. Because it's going to have you, and it's going to allow you to work to not change that. You're going to actually work harder to keep that meeting with your family, just as much as you work hard to keep a meeting that's already on the books. You know, the next thing about scheduling a time with your family, it doesn't just help you out. It doesn't just give you guidance to say, okay, hey, I have this time with my family set. I got to make it. I got to definitely step up to the plate. I don't want to change it. You know what else it helps? It helps you, and it helps the rest of the family keep to their schedule. So if you have a schedule and you know and you say, hey, guys, can't wait to see you. Remember, we scheduled on Friday. I'm going to leave work early at 6:30 or 6 o'clock. And it's a special day and we're all going to go out to eat or see a movie or whatever it is. Everybody's going to remember that and they're going to make sure that they're there on time. And so when you have the schedule and you know exactly, there's no, I can't make it or I got something at school or whatever. It's set in stone. And there's a lot more respect for the time, too, because everybody's agreed to it. They've come together in their schedule. But also, guess what? When you schedule something, you ask everybody what's good for them. And you know what that actually does for you? That directly shows that you care about other people's schedules. So not only is it important to have time with your family, but, you know, when was the last time your kids were like, I can't spend time. I have a homecoming game. You didn't even confer with me. You didn't even ask me if I was going to be at home. Or your wife's like, honey, I have my book club. I can't believe this. You know, how am I going to spend time with you? And there you are. You got off of work early and you're sitting at home by yourself. Right? And it happens a lot. What about last minute? Last minute, you're at work. Usually you work till 7, 8 o'clock at night. And last minute, everybody just seems to leave early. You get most of your work done, and you're like, yeah, this is great. And you call up everybody at the family. Nobody answers the phone. Because guess what? Their schedules don't work that way. It's like ships passing in the night, and you get kind of angry because you're like, I just want to spend time. But it's okay that they can't because they didn't have any heads up. And so it shows that we always care about other people's schedules. And in this process, especially with your spouse and your kids, caring about everybody's schedule allows everybody to step up to the plate, think as an adult, act as an adult, care about everybody else's schedules, and make the time together a conscious reality. When we return on Perspectives, we're going to be talking about looking at family time from a different perspective. Because you know what? I figured out in life sometimes, until we see it from different angles, we don't necessarily get all the implicit awesome stuff out of it. So stay tuned. Oh, by the way, check out my website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Check out the website. Got some new stuff up there. Also, check out AshleyBurgessNetwork.com, AshleyBurgessNetwork.com. As well as you can hear any past shows on my website or on Spreaker. And Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time. Be back this time in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we're talking about spending quality family time. How do we spend quality family time? Because I hear a lot of adults come into my office and tell me that the one thing they want to do is just spend more time with their kids and their family, and they feel like they don't get enough time. But I presuppose the fact that it's not about the amount of time, it's about the quality of the time. Because you can get off work every night at 7 o'clock, race home, and sit on the couch and watch TV. And I don't feel like that's really necessarily quality time. I feel like that's more of a waste of time because maybe you could have been getting stuff done at work. Kids could have been working on their schoolwork. Spouse could have been doing whatever they're doing. Instead, y'all are all sitting on the couch watching TV and really not remembering what you did. I mean, how many times have you been talking to a coworker or a friend and somebody asks you what you did on Saturday night and you can't honestly remember? And it's Monday. For God's sakes, it's Monday. And you're like, Saturday night? Well, golly, I don't know what we did. And they look at you like you're crazy. I've been there before where I can't remember what I did 48 hours ago. Because what? It wasn't memorable. In no way, shape, and form is what I did memorable. I can't sit there and say I played a game on my iPad while my husband watched recaps of the SEC. No, because I don't even remember that's what we did because it was so uneventful. It was so non-memorable. And better yet, it's kind of a waste of our time. I mean, there's so much more that we could have been doing instead of sitting there just pontificating on whatever we were pontificating. So tonight, I presuppose the fact that it's not about more time you need. It's actually about repackaging the time you have and making it worthwhile. How that you create more quality time? How, Ashley, should we create more quality time with our family? Well, I'm glad you asked. I don't know what kind of accent that was, but it was kind of corny but fun. The first thing is that you can schedule it. I was talking about there in the last segment that you can schedule the time with your family. Like I said, when was the last time at work that one of the most important meetings was not on the schedule, that people just show up? 0.1% of the time? Exactly. So in order to make the most out of the time that we have with our family, we have to first schedule it, which means that we put it on a higher hierarchy, which means that it matters more, which means that we work hard to not change it because it's on our schedule in pen. Think about it. To me, I'm kind of OCD about that. When I have something on my schedule, I don't want to change it. Especially if it's in pen, because that means that I have to literally scratch it out. And I don't like a lot of chicken scratch all over my day planner. It seems wrong, and it seems like I'm violating my day planner. The next thing is that you want to care about everybody else's schedule, and guess what? When you care about everybody else's schedule, they care about yours. It's just It's just the facts, ma'am. Only the facts. That's all we want to know, is that when you actually care about other people's schedules, they care about yours. Oh, my God. It's reciprocal. Oh, my God. It's reciprocal. Oh, my God. I can't say that word very well. Let's just say that it's karma. Let's just say that it's good business practices. The next thing that you can do to take this time that you have with the family and make it really quality time is to begin to look at it from a different perspective. Hence why I created this show. Because when we're able to look at it from a different perspective, you don't necessarily have to go to the other ends of the earth. You can just listen to perspectives. You can just listen to perspectives. Turn the show on. You don't have to fly to Australia. You know, you don't have to fly out to Papua New Guinea tomorrow. You can just listen to the show, and it's going to give you some deep, deep perspectives. So what about this? What if your kids and your wife, or your kids and your husband, lived 1,000 miles away? And so the only time that you could see them was when you scheduled it, and you had to either drive or fly to get there. Think about how important that meeting, that time becomes when you have to know, it's no longer drive from work, pull up to the house. It's okay, I live in Dallas, they live in Fort Lauderdale, which is a lot longer than 1,000 miles, but you get what I'm saying. So there you are going, oh my gosh, so I have to schedule it. It's got to be a good time for everybody, as far as everybody can make it, everybody's schedule's good. You know, John doesn't have stuff at school. Dorothy doesn't have homecoming. My spouse is not working. Think about it. So it becomes really important. And that schedule becomes important. But not only that, if you think about it and get rid of the convenience factor in your family, because I think that convenience makes us lazy. The convenience of the fact that they're always going to be there makes us lazy. We don't schedule. We don't plan. We take them for granted. They take us for granted. You see what I'm saying? It's circular. If you take somebody for granted, that's just kind of presuppose they're going to take you for granted, because rarely do people give you the opposite of what you give them. They normally give you the same as what they get you give them. So, okay, so let's go into the mindset. From now on out, even though you might work 20 minutes away from the house or an hour away from the house, whatever, even if it's an hour and a half away from the house, it's still pretty convenient. So let's look at every time we schedule time with the family as though we are 1,000 miles away and we have to actually work to schedule time with our family. So how do we do that? We begin to change our thought patterns. The thoughts of convenience we throw out the window. You can override these quite easily because your mind believes what you continue to think. The more you think something, the more it believes it, the more it makes it true. That's why people can fake lie detectors and everything else, because your mind is just what you believe. Inside your mind, you can believe you have cancer. If you believe it long enough, then something's going to happen. If you believe that you're an all-star and you work really hard to get to that, to attain your goal, you're eventually going to get to that goal and you're going to attain it. The same applies for when we believe that we can't do something. You know what happens? We can't do it because we believe we can't. So in this situation, we change our thought patterns. Instead of being convenient, it's no longer convenient to see our family, so we must actually work at it. And what does that do? That takes the whole concept of sitting there and watching TV totally out of the equation. We don't want to do that. I mean, would you fly to California or Florida from Texas? Would you fly 3 to 4 hours in a flight? Get off the plane. Get out of the airport, get your bag, get a rental car, pick up your car, and drive over there, and y'all all sit inside the house on the couch and watch TV, would you? I mean, if you would, my God, but really? And that's what I'm saying. When you take the convenience out of it, you take out the non-memorable not really interesting, we didn't give a crap stuff out of time with the family. Because you know what? A lot of times, and I know, so for example, I know some couples that do long distance marriages. And what I'm saying is one couple, you know, one couple lives in California. I mean, one person in the couple works in California and another person like works in Oklahoma. And every weekend they see each other, what, either in Oklahoma or California. But that time that they have together is so much better because they're not together during the week that they actually spend quality time together. They spend quality time together, and it changes the whole dynamic. Because no longer is it Monday through Friday, come home, make dinner, watch TV, go to bed. It's Monday through Thursday, work really hard, make dinner, take care of the dogs, whatever, take care of the cats, and then go out of town Friday and see their spouse. And they have things to do, they have stuff planned. And they do this because the time that they have together is ultra precious because they don't have every single day together and they don't have that convenience together, the convenience of every day. And I do presuppose the fact that a lot of times when we have that convenience, we become lazy and we kind of get out of the ability to have our own life. And what I mean is that we're all human beings. And we all need to have our own special time to do the things that we like. And I feel that when we actually take time and schedule it with our family instead of just implying the fact that this time is for the family, I feel like we get more out of it. Stay tuned. I'll be talking more about the different perspective, how to gain that perspective, and how to create that and use that on a day-to-day basis. Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back this time in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about good quality family time, how to create that instead of the need to feel that we don't have enough time, that we just need more time. I think for the most part, most of us don't necessarily need more time. We just need to do more with the time that we have. Because I think that the convenience factor becomes a problem. The more convenient the family is, the more lazy we get. The more lazy we get, the less we plan. The less we plan, the less we do, the less we remember. It's like a snowball effect. And then come Monday morning, you're talking to a coworker of yours, and they go, "Hey, what did you do last night?" And you go, "I have no idea." And it was just last night, for God's sakes. I mean, it wasn't weeks ago. This was on Sunday. This is Monday. And you go, and you're over there, you're like just cracking your brain trying to figure out, what in the heck did I do on Sunday? You have no idea. Why? Because all you did was watch TV. You did nothing. Your kids barely spoke to you. Your wife and you were like passing ships. And then you wonder on Monday, man, I just need to spend more time with my family. No, it's the quality, not the quantity. So as we talked about it, let's talk about it from looking at that different perspective. You know, the perspective of the family is 1,000 miles away. And so if you think about it that way, I mean, the last thing you're going to do, if your family lives 1,000 or 1,500 miles away, you can't just show up. You have to schedule it, right? It's got to be good for everybody's schedule. And you're not just going to go fly 3 or 4 hours and then drive and then get there just to sit on the couch. You're going to plan something. You're going to create something. So there's a better chance of you actually creating lasting memories. And that's where I'm getting at right now, is that when we make quality time for our family, we create lasting memories. We create lasting memories that last a lifetime. And we only usually do this when either we actually plan it, right? Because you can't just like create, a lot of times you can't create lasting memories without planning something. Or we can do it when we're kind of adventurous. Getting off that couch, getting out of the house, hiking, going to a park, walking, creating something that you can do as a family. And I feel like we have to go outside of the way that we were raised. And that gets to my next point on tonight's show. We can't just employ our parents' tactics. We have to make our own choices and ask our kiddos and spouses questions. For example, just because your dad only played catch with you and nothing else doesn't mean that you have to do that with your own kids. My father's dad was an amazing man, and you know his spirit still lasts on. And my dad and him would play catch all the time, and that's what they played, and that's what they did, and that's when they had their quality time together, and that's what they did. And I'm a girl, okay? And so when I was old enough to play catch, that's what we did. That was our quality time. That's what my dad and I did together. However, I feel that sometimes we have to get out of what we were passed down to do. For example, we have to find our own wheelhouse. Just because dad only played catch with you doesn't mean that that's what you have to do with your kids. And I think we have to get out of that. We have to get out of that box. We have to get out of this little room that we've created for ourselves and realize there's a lot more options we have when we allow the other options. And the only way we can do this is by doing some research. When was the last time your company grew without doing research? When was the last time you bought a new car without doing research? Never. Never. I've never bought a new item of any sort of monetary value without doing some sort of research. So then why do we not do research when it comes to our own family? It's like we lose all common sense. Isn't that funny how we lose all common sense when it comes to family and other human beings? We got to do research? What do you mean, Ashley? Like Consumer Reports? No. I'm talking about kids and spouses aren't that difficult to figure out. I believe that the best way to figure out how to have good family fun and quality time with your family is to set up an appointment. Oh, I know. Set up an appointment, set up a meeting, set up an appointment. And I like to talk about this in terms of business because you know what? A family can be a well-oiled machine. However, it can't be if people can't get together, if people don't feel like their voice is heard, if they don't feel like anything's being done to satisfy their needs, if they feel like everybody's basically, you know, steamrolling over them. In corporate world, when was the last time that you were in a situation like that that was appealing when somebody seems to override your thoughts, never listen to you, and constantly interrupt you? Not so good. So we have to do some research, and the kids and the spouse aren't that difficult. So the first thing you want to do on this calendar, beginning after tonight, and you can do it tonight, is set up an appointment. Find out this coming week when everybody's going to be around and when you can make it, and set up an appointment so y'all can all sit down and get to know the things that everybody loves to do. Every child is accounted for. I'm hoping that you only have one spouse. Okay, the one spouse is accountable for. You know, the pets are there. And you think about it, and you brainstorm, and you schedule an appointment to brainstorm certain activities and certain things that people love. I know this starts sounding very simple now, because we're taking all the guesswork out of it, right? Oh, gosh, I can't read their mind, and oh, my daughter's just so, you know, she's just so rude lately. Doesn't seem to be around. My wife seems like, I don't know, she acts like I don't listen to her. Think about it. Just going to take all that guesswork right out. So you sit down and you have a family meeting, a town hall meeting, you might say. And I would definitely have a notebook or a chart or something and start writing down. And if you want to get real formal with it and kind of fun with it, get one of those easels and, you know, the big paper and start writing in pen, colorful markers, who likes what. And eventually, as you start going through the responses, you will come up with certain things that everybody can agree to, that everybody likes, that everybody's interested in, everybody can agree to, and everybody's happy about. And it's going to be pretty awesome. It's going to be very awesome. So everybody can agree to, everybody can do some stuff with. That's what we're working on right now. The next step is that you can join together and pick together the options that make sense to you. So you like these things, they like these things, they like these things, but all you converge on two or three different things, and you all like those things. The good thing is that you can do them together. And what happens when people get together to do things that they like? They like doing it. They make memories. They make memories together. They come together. They join together in a way that they're very happy about. They're very stoked about. And they feel like they have been listened to. And the cool thing is that when we return here in just a second, I'm going to be talking about some of the activities that I don't think that everybody's truly thinking about. And what I'm saying is that I think a lot of our family activities are either dated. The things that our parents, their parents did with them, and they kind of just took that and continued to loop that. Or I feel like we've been stuck in a rut when it comes to TV and media, where we kind of get stuck in watching TV, and that becomes the family, that becomes what the family does. And to me, that's just, I don't know, it kind of loses its luster. Because eventually, it's like, this isn't that much fun. And all the days, when you do that, all the days and the nights kind of just streamline together. Nothing really stands out. Nothing's very memorable. And you really can't remember what you did. Stay tuned. I'm going to give you some really great ideas on things that you as a family can pick together to do. And I think it's going to really put some perspective on the situation, because it's going to allow everybody to realize that there's other options. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in two shakes.
You could be my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. We'll be safe and sound.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we talked about quality time, about establishing quality time. Like, it's not necessarily that we need more time with our family, it's that we need some quality time. And I believe that in order to get that quality time, we have to schedule that quality time. Like a lot of you couples out there who schedule date night during the week, doesn't that work effectively? Doesn't it work a lot more effective than to just kind of like willy-nilly, like, well, maybe it might happen, maybe it won't? Because normally, if we're all working and we all have careers, it's hard. It's difficult to get our schedules to work. However, if we know that on Thursday night, we've got to be home by 7 o'clock for date night, bam, it happens. Occasionally, you have to reschedule, but for the most part, it happens. And that's what I want to do with family time. I want to schedule the time with the family, because I believe that we end up getting into a rut. It's like we want to spend all this time, but we don't really do anything with the time that we have. I mean, think about it. It's like you're there and you're watching TV, or you're playing a video game, reading the newspaper, watching, you know, the sports station on what happened in the last few games. And everybody's kind of doing their own thing. And I understand that sometimes that can be good, but for the most part, memories and family fun is created when everybody is engaged on the same project. And so we have to look at it from that different perspective. We have to open our minds and realize that in order to really see our family as truly being, you know, the ones that we want to be there for, we want to help, we got to add some sort of quality to it. And what I mean by that is the convenience factor needs to be kind of somehow ignored within the mind. Just because your family and your home is 20 minutes away from your work and it's convenient doesn't mean that we need to use that convenience factor, because I think the convenience factor makes us lazy. Because we can find other things to do, we'll show up lackadaisical, and then we don't really have a plan. And it's kind of like when you're dating somebody, like in the beginning, it's like all fun and games. You're out there, you're making choices, you're planning to do this, you're planning to do that. You go on these cool adventures. But it's like when you get married, it's like it's the same old, same old. And I want to presuppose the fact that you can use this not only with your children, but with your spouse, is to schedule it, to look at the time with them in a different perspective. To look at it from like, what if they were 1,000 miles away? How would you treat them? And how would the time that you have together, how would it be any different? Because I'll tell you one thing, if I had to fly every weekend to see my family, the time that we had would not be spent sitting on the couch together. I'll tell you that. It wouldn't. It'd be a waste of money and a waste of time. It'd be spent doing things, creating things, being a part of something, opening our mind, getting a greater perspective, right? And so we can't just employ what our parents did. We have to realize that just because they did X, Y, Z doesn't mean that that's all you have to do with your kids and your spouse. And I think that we have to sit there and go outside of that box and realize that our parents taught us what they knew. But it's our time to build upon that. It's our time to build upon that. It's time to build upon that. It's time to go the distance. It's time to do more. And why this show is so important to me right now is that I feel that family is sometimes overlooked until tragedy occurs. And I mean, it's so much better to support, to care, to demonstrate, to spend time, to create memories when people are healthy and happy. It's like a lot of us end up like scrambling when it comes to the fact that a relative is ill. And we start looking back at all the times that we could have reached out, at all the times that we could have been there, and we weren't. And if we were, what were we doing? I mean, I would much rather have 2 hours of quality time than 2 days. Because I think that when we do like just the TV and all that kind of stuff, it cheapens the time we have together. It kind of cheapens it. It does. It cheapens the time we have together. It dumbs it down. It brings it to a certain level. And it's no longer sacred. It's just what it is. It's like we're like just spending the time, just letting the time tick away. Oh, what a long day today. Oh my gosh. Just wish it was over. I mean, I hear people talk about that all the time. Oh my God, I wish it was over. I'm like, man, there's going to come a time in your life that you're going to wish you had all those days back. You wish nothing was over. And so I think that we have to look at it this way, but better yet, we have to do some research. We have to employ our noggin on this. We got to do some research and talk to our kids and talk to our spouse and have a full-on family meeting where everybody comes to the table and discusses what they love to do, all that good stuff. And y'all come up with a plan of some things that y'all can do together where the whole family can participate. And I think this is a new concept, a new idea, because for the most part, it's like family is like almost like, oh my God, it's like we lose all our common sense when it comes to understanding what our family wants. Oh, I can't read their minds. Oh, they make it so hard. Oh my God, for the love of humanity. Oh my God! But it's really not that hard. I mean, if you're in a nice zone and you know that your kids know that you're not going to judge them, they're going to tell you what they like to do. And there might be some things you go, heck no, heck no, heck no, we're not doing that. But there might be some things that you really like. And so let me give you some ideas that you can bring to the table that may help the cause. The first idea I had is that maybe a family that comes together likes to run together. So what about half marathons? What about 5Ks? What about starting with something like that and training together to run? Doing a family training sessions where you train and you get in shape together. And maybe it's not for the marathons. Maybe it's to get in shape. Maybe fitness becomes the common ground with the family. Everybody working out together. Because I'll tell you, endorphins, anytime that endorphins are created in a situation, it creates a happy, healthy gathering. And it's a very positive, enjoyable experience. And the more enjoyment and joy you have with your family, the better the situation is. So what about that? What about rock climbing? Another active sport. If you don't have any sort of mountains or rocky area, you can go to indoor sporting places that do this. And that's pretty cool. What about camping? And I know a lot of you go, camping, God. But think about it. Camping is a bonding process. And it brings you back to nature. And it puts people into a different perspective. And it allows you to have little campfires and to cook and to do some really fun things outside of the box. You know, what about scuba diving? Learning how to scuba dive. You can learn locally anywhere you are. They have like pools and stuff that you can learn. And then maybe twice a year you take trips to go scuba diving. What about biking, hiking? What if y'all like old movies? Old classics. And you like classics for a certain reason. What about classic cars? What about scooters? Think about all the options that there are. And I think that the family can come to an agreement on two of them. And you can literally engage the family in some amazing things that you didn't even think were an option. Because to me, life is too short. We live and we die, and God bless us all. And I know that's kind of like, oh, Ashley, come on. But seriously, we might as well get the most out of this lifetime as we possibly can. And that begins with embracing our family, sometimes compromising, all the time compromising, but at the same time coming together to find a common ground and a common bond that just, you know, makes our hearts soar. Like, not soar like ow, like soar like an eagle. Because we're able to bond with our family, learn things, open our minds, open our hearts, and in the process, fall in love all over again. So remember, when you're wanting to talk with your family, think about it in the perspective of work. As far as you got to set a meetings, you got to set appointments, you got to get everybody's schedule online, you got to respect everybody's time and efforts. And at the same time, y'all can create some really amazing stuff. It's not rocket science here. It's about asking questions, being open and honest, and getting outside of what we believe is the only option as a parent or the only option as a spouse, and coming up with creative ideas that can really harmonize, but also it can bring out the best in everybody. Got a great show for you next. And Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in three shakes.